Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Doing pretty well. Doing
yeah.
Pretty
well. How's your week going?
It's all right.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
Yeah. It's only Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's true.
How was your birthday?
Yeah.
It was nice. Yeah. It was nice. I got to relax. I spent most of the day because we did the murder mystery, which mm-hmm. I considered to be like more of my party.
Yeah.
And then I took the actual birthday off, just like relaxing because it was a Sunday. So
mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I just went out with a friend to Denver, you know, walked around the mall, did some shopping, had a mm-hmm. nice lunch. It was nice. Yeah.
Where do you go shopping in that mall?
Oh, a lot of department stores for sure. Mm-hmm. We went to a lot of different places up there, like Express for Men. I believe we did Hollister as well.
Ooh.
We did a lot
throwback.
Of throwback. Yeah, I know, right?
I always go to Lush whenever I'm there.
Oh, we went to Lush too. He actually got something.
Yeah. I want
to
go there so bad. I haven't been in years.
It's so good.
So good. It's just so good. The place right across the street from us is kind of like a Lush.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been there either.
It's great.
We should go.
It's not even that far from you.
No.
You got to check it out.
I don't like go into stores ever because, never mind. I don't. It doesn't need to be said.
I like that. I love bath supply stores.
Yeah.
Because they just smell good.
Yeah, that's true. They do. And
even though I never take baths because who's got the time?
Me.
I like the idea of a bath.
Oh, yeah.
Stewing in one's own filth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like a bath followed by a shower. Yeah.
I like a shower followed by a bath followed by a shower.
Wow.
So like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Sandwich style.
Because then I don't feel like the water's gross.
And then you can rinse off the bath.
Yeah.
I guess that would be a bath sandwich.
A bath sandwich.
A bath sandwich.
That's so much water.
Oh, that is God. A lot of water.
Oh, my God.
My water heater could not keep up with that. I can't even fill up my bathtub with hot water.
Hmm? Really?
No.
How do you take showers?
Quickly.
Quickly. Wait, so do you know how big your water heater is? Is it like a 50 gallon or less?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
It must be like a 30 gallon maybe because it's doesn't
I don't
last
know.
Long.
It's also coming up from the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has something to do with it a little bit.
With the traveling.
Whenever mm-hmm. Michael takes a shower, it's like hot as hell in the basement.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it never runs out.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that freshly hot water. I got hot water that's to go for miles across my large expanse of a household.
Yeah. This is a mansion.
I know. You can't even touch the wall next to you. Go ahead and try.
Oh, that's you. Oh, yes. Kind of. It's hard to reach.
I can't. See that? I'm in the center of the room and I can't touch a don't look at that wall. A single wall. With my left arm. All right. Well, happy Fearsome Fridays, everybody. We are Unholy Gossip Girls. I'm KC.
I'm Faye.
And I'm Tay.
And what are you guys drinking?
I'm continuing to drink King Super's brand purified drinking water.
Yum.
Wow. What are you drinking?
Some nice RO system water from my house. Tastes all electrocuted.
Do you ever get shocked?
Sometimes I do. By its magicness.
Do you ever drink some and you go, shockingly delicious?
No,
that's
actually.
That's their tagline.
Shockingly. That's how they advertise their brand as RO system. It's shockingly delicious.
All right. Well, I guess we can get started unless you guys have anything else.
No.
No gossip.
No goss.
Okay. I want to tell you guys a story.
Okay. That'll be an interesting new thing to do on here.
I know. Innovative, right?
Yeah.
I want to tell you guys about Travis the chimpanzee.
The chimpanzee.
I know about him.
Do you?
I do, I think.
You probably do. Travis was born at a self-styled sanctuary in Missouri in 1995 to Susie and Coco, who were imported from Africa to the U.S. sometime in the 70s. He was taken from his mother, Susie, just 3 days later.
Are you serious? So at the age of
3 days,
yes. He's removed from his mother.
Yep. Because he was adopted by Sandra and Jerome Harold for the sum of $50,000.
Is that legal? You know, like for pets?
Probably not.
Yeah, for pets, it's like, I think it's 6 weeks before a cat or a dog can be removed from the litter, correct?
And then, yeah, I know.
Or 6 months. No, it's not six months. It's got to be 6 weeks.
It's probably 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There weren't a whole lot of rules on... exotic animals back in the 90s.
They were wild and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you could have like chimps, bears, lions, like the most crazy shit you could think of. People just had them like in their basement.
I mean, I get that the 90s was centuries ago, but like it seems like
ew. Ew. I don't like that.
That it seems like that's crazy to think that it was just like only 3 days, and like imagine the mom being like, my baby. It's like,
oh yeah,
jeez.
Yep. Anyway, so he was adopted for $50,000, and they named him after Sandra's favorite singer at the time, Travis Tritt.
Okay, I know him.
I tried to like,
I don't know him.
Briefly look him up. He's a country singer, so I didn't know any of his songs.
Ew.
Yeah, nothing I had ever heard of. Coco and Susie remained in Missouri, but escaped in 2001. They ran to a nearby housing development and lunged at a car full of teenage boys who were pulling into their driveway. One of the boys pulled out a shotgun and killed Susie.
What? Oh my God.
Poor Susie.
Coco was recaptured.
Oh, jeez. He watched his wife die.
Yeah.
So, wait, he watched his wife die and then his... But
I mean, they were probably breeding them, so they probably had many babies given away.
Yeah, just like poor. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. A similar fate befell another pair of chimpanzees, Buddy and CJ, who escaped from the cage that was their home in Las Vegas in July of 2012.
Wow.
Yeah. And
they also lunged at teens.
They wandered down a suburban street. A police officer killed Buddy, and CJ was recaptured and sent to a sanctuary in Oregon, but not before she had escaped a second time. That same week in Germany, five chimpanzees escaped the Hanover Zoo and went wandering around while 2,500 terrified visitors were evacuated.
Oh my God. Jeez.
That was just like a little... By the way, this happens a lot because chimps are crazy.
They don't want to be contained.
No, they don't. And clearly. I don't blame them.
I mean, every time I played Zoo Tycoon, they would always get out.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to have like really tall cages for them. I remember that.
Scary.
Well, what a fun game. All right. Anyway, back to Travis. Having grown up among people, Travis had been socialized to humans since birth. A neighbor had said he used to play around and wrestle with Travis. The neighbor added that the animal always knew when to stop and paid close attention to his owner. Quote, he listened better than my nephews. And the neighbor remarked that Travis had... Oh, anyway, I'm not going to mention that part. Never mind.
Why?
What?
Because it spoils the ending.
Oh, okay.
I forgot. I didn't edit this very well yesterday. Okay. Travis could open doors by using keys.
Oh.
Dang.
Dress himself. Water plants. Feed hay to the owner's horses. Eat at the table with the rest of the family. And drink wine from a stemmed glass.
What? Oh my God. Travis, you're too young.
That's true. He was so fond of ice cream that he learned the schedules of the passing ice cream trucks.
Aww.
That is so cute. It's like dogs and the mailman.
Yeah, he's very smart. He logged on to the computer to look at pictures, watched...
Oh my God, did he watch porn?
I just thought of that. So
chimp
funny.
Porn?
Someone comes to his house. Why are you looking at chimp porn? I swear it was him.
someone looks up the history of the, you know, the family's, like, you know, history on the internet, and some of it's like Pornhub, but specifically chimp.
Type chimpin.
Yeah. Like, what kind of porn? Anyway, sorry.
I sincerely hope there's not chimp porn on the internet, there but probably I'm sure there is. Yeah.
On the dark web.
Gross. The dark web. He logged onto the computer. Oh, I already said that. He watched television using a remote control. And this part baffles me. He brushed his teeth using a water pick.
What?
No way.
Yeah.
That's fancy.
That's a lot of human things this chimp can do. Yeah.
So wait, how old is the chimp by this point, knowing how to do these things? Is this just like over time?
Over time, or is this, yeah. Okay.
That's incredible. I know that chimps are extremely intelligent, but wow, that's some of those things are really, yeah.
The logging onto the computer to look at pictures is the wildest one to me.
I know, right?
Like Google, like chimp pics.
You ask the chimp something he doesn't know, so he's like, "Let me go look it up." He's like, "Oh yes, pluvial. It's a of or pertaining to precipitation."
God. Travis. Hot chimps near me.
And then next he looks at hot chimps near me. He's got a grinder and everything. Anyway.
Chimp grinder.
Anyway. He enjoyed watching baseball on TV, and he also had driven a car on several occasions.
Are you kidding? That seems a little reckless. Yeah.
In 2003, when he was 8 years old, Travis had his first bad behavior episode.
Uh-oh. Terrible AIDS.
I guess so. The incident began after a pedestrian threw a empty soda bottle at the car that he was driving, and it went he wasn't driving. He was in the passenger seat. And it flew partially through the open window and struck Travis while they were stopped at a traffic light.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Startled, Travis unbuckled his seatbelt, opened the car door, and chased the man.
Good.
But did not catch him.
Oh.
When the police arrived, they lured the chimpanzee back into the car several times, only to have Travis let himself out the other side. And occasionally chase the officers around the car.
Can you imagine see that?
Just going in circles.
I feel like you have to have the music with it. Like,
because of this incident, this led to the passing of a Connecticut law prohibiting people from keeping primates weighing more than 50 pounds as pets, and requiring owners of exotic pets to apply for permits.
Okay, that's reasonable.
In 2003, that wasn't that long.
Which is incredible because honestly, chimpanzees, if you've like they're extremely strong. Like if they get their hands on you,
you're
and
dead.
they're angry. Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. I've seen Nope.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. but it's like it's really kind of just like one of those things where you just don't want to mess with. So I can understand that. But yeah, 2003.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, over 50 pounds, and I think at this point. I think at this point, Travis was 250 pounds, but got like grandfathered in because he was like a well-behaved chimpanzee or fair. Something.
He's clearly not that well-behaved.
Obviously, if he
chasing cops around a car.
Oh my god!
He's hot-headed if he just like, you know, someone throws something in his head and he chases them. Yeah.
Travis said, fuck littering.
That's the culprit of this story. Yeah. The end.
Why would someone do that though? What was
I mean if you saw a chimp riding around in a car, you'd probably be a little like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So you're gonna throw your drink at them?
Teenage boys are dumb. You know it was a teenage boy.
That's probably true. Yeah. That's a fair point.
Yeah. They're just like, oh my god, let me throw this bang at them.
Look at that animal.
Or bang, what was it?
Bang.
Bang.
Bang energy.
Yeah. That could have gone south very easily, though, if the chimp had caught up to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
So, Jerome, the human father, died of cancer in 2004.
Aww.
And the Herald's only child died in a car accident in 2000.
Aww.
As a result, Sandra Herald regarded Travis almost as a surrogate son and pampered him.
I would, too.
Just wait. Sandra slept and bathed with Travis.
Okay, never mind. Take it back.
Huh.
saying, quote, "He slept with me every night. Until you've eaten with a chimp and bathed with a chimp, you don't know a chimp."
You're right. I don't.
I don't want to know.
You don't know.
Interesting.
And then he snapped.
What?
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Goodbye.
Bye.
And we're back.
Hello.
Back.
Hello.
Again. Travis is back. Tell a friend. Okay. So he snapped.
Uh-oh.
You do that better than
that
me.
That was so good.
Yeah, you have a better one.
Wow. On February 16th, 2009. So how old was he? So if he was eight at 2003.
Math.
He's 14. Is that right? I don't know. All right. At around 3:40 p.m., Travis attacked Sandra, Harold's then 55-year-old friend. Sorry, Sandra's 55-year-old friend. I'm so sorry. There's like a comma in here. Shouldn't have been there. All right. Travis attacked her friend, Carla Nash.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Inflicting devastating injuries on her face and limbs. Travis had left the house with Sandra and her car keys, and Nash had come over to help the chimp back into the house, I guess. So I guess he left the house, but maybe didn't bring his keys with him. And Sandra called Carla and was like, "Can you help us out?"
Mm-hmm.
I suppose.
Okay.
Anyway. Sandra came over and she was holding a Tickle Me Elmo, Tickle Me Elmo, which was one of Travis's favorite toys. But seeing her holding his toy, and he was already upset because he was like locked out or something, he flew into a rage and attacked her over a Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh my God.
So he was familiar, he was familiar with Nash, the woman he attacked, who had also worked at the Harold's towing company, although Nash had a different hairstyle at the time of the attack, which may have also confused him.
Aww.
He had been taking medication for Lyme disease, and he was also on Xanax.
Oh my God. We fucked up a chimp.
Yeah. Harold attempted to stop Travis by hitting him in the head with a shovel and stabbing him in the back with a butcher knife.
Oh my God.
Harold later said, quote, "For me to do something like that, put a knife in him, was like putting one in myself." The chimp turned around, she said, as if to say, "Mom, what did you do?"
Aww.
The animal grew angrier, obviously. Harold, at this point, believing Nash to be dead, then rushed to her car, locked herself inside, and called 911. Travis's screams can be heard in the background at the start of the tape as Harold pleaded to the police, who initially believed the call to be a hoax, until she said, quote, "He's eating her!" End quote.
Oh my God.
Emergency medical services waited for police before approaching the house. When they arrived, Travis headed towards the police car, tried to open the locked passenger door, and smashed a side view mirror. Then he went around to the driver's side door and opened it. At which point, why didn't he lock the door? At which point, Officer Frank Chafari shot him 4 times with his service pistol.
Ooh.
Travis, still alive, retreated to the house where he was found dead next to his cage.
Oh, he tried to put himself to bed.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right.
I have to say though, because I did listen to the 911 call, and it is online. That is a really disturbing call.
It is
to hear it in the background, and she keeps repeating. She's like, "Oh yeah, my friend's just she's done. Like she doesn't even have a face anymore."
Yeah.
And then you see the aftermath with the friend.
Oh my God.
It's those are scary images. She had to have like several. Like
face
surgeries.
Transplant.
Yeah, she had I think she was like one of the first to have like a full face transplant or something. That's what they said. And it like rejected it first time. And oh my God. Jeez.
So, New York Magazine describes it, and this is from their, like, article. The officer lurched. He struggled to remove his gun from his holster. The body became wedged behind the center console computer. Travis stared into the car, baring his blood-streaked teeth. Mm. In one swift motion, the officer at last released his gun and fired four rounds. Travis staggered backward, screeched, defecated, and ran off.
Jeez.
The officer got out of his car. Huge chunks of scalp and fingers lay scattered around the yard. He walked slowly to the body with the stump of what remained of her arm. Carla Nash reached for his leg. As another group of officers set out into the woods to look for him, Travis scampered unnoticed into the house. Leaving a trail of blood, he knuckle-walked through the kitchen, the bedroom, and into his room. Then he grasped the bedpost, heaved forward, and died.
Aww.
Carla Nash's injuries were overwhelming. Travis had bitten or torn away her eyelids, nose, jaw, lips, and most of her scalp. He'd broken nearly all the bones in her face. He'd fully removed one of her hands and virtually all of the other. He rendered her blind.
Oh my God.
The emergency crew described Nash's injuries as horrendous. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
That's the end of the article. But this is continuing on. The emergency crew described Nash's injuries as horrendous. Within the following 72 hours, Nash underwent more than 7 hours of surgery on her face and hands by four teams of surgeons. The hospital provided counseling to its staff members who initially treated her.
Oh my God.
Because of the extraordinary nature of Nash's wounds. Paramedics noted that she lost her hands, nose, eyes, lips, and mid-face bone structure and received significant brain tissue injuries. Doctors removed chimpanzee hair and teeth that had been implanted into her bones.
Oh my God.
And reattached her jaw. But announced on April 7th, 2009, that Nash would be blind for life. Her injuries made her a possible candidate for an experimental face transplant surgery. Mm. Nash revealed her damaged face in public for the first time on the Oprah Winfrey Show on November 11th, 2009. And I do have a picture of her. I'll show you guys real quick.
Sorry, I jumped the gun because you had all that already.
That's okay.
Sorry, but yes. Jesus, that is dark. Oh, my gosh. That's depressing.
It is.
I'm never going to the zoo again, just in case.
I don't mess with, like, don't mess with these animals. Oh, my gosh.
They're not pets.
They're not. They should not be. It surprises me that it was 2003 when they passed that law. 2003.
And that's not even, like, saying, oh, you shouldn't have exotic pets. They're, like, anything over 50 pounds.
It's
like,
too big.
Jeez, like, that doesn't do anything.
No. 50 pounds is a lot.
Yeah.
Like, Fuji is 65 pounds, but
he could kill someone.
He could he drug me across pavement because of a rabbit. Okay. Like,
yeah,
come
that's...
on.
Yeah.
Yikes. All right. In accordance with the standard procedure, Travis's head was taken to the state laboratory for a rabies test, and the body was taken to the University of Connecticut for a necropsy.
So wait, they severed the head?
I guess.
Chopped his head.
They had to have if they were two different places.
Yeah. So I don't know why they couldn't do it in the same place.
Jeez.
Yeah. Maybe a rabies test specifically for the brain tissue? I'm not really sure. Yeah.
Okay.
The head tested negative for rabies.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
But there was Xanax remaining in his system. Xanax is a short-acting potential anti-anxiety drug that can cause disinhibition and disorientation and occasionally paradoxical reactions of hallucinations, aggression, rage, and mania.
Wow.
Sandra had given Travis Xanax-laced tea the day of the attack. Because she's, like, self-medicating to him, you know?
So crazy. They're saying that it had to do with drugs, the reason why?
It could have been. I mean, a multitude of things. It could have been the drugs. It could have been the medication he was on for his Lyme disease.
Uh-huh.
And it could have been just that he
is not, he's a wild animal.
A wild animal.
That is true. I mean,
and that bitch had his toy.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
She has a different haircut.
Don't know that person. She's got my toy.
Oh, gosh.
On May 24th, 2010, 15 months after the attack, Sandra Harold died suddenly of a ruptured aortic aneurysm at the age of 72. It is rumored the cremated remains of Travis lay with her.
Okay. Really? Kind of weird.
An attack similar to the incident is depicted in the 2022 film Nope.
Yeah.
In which an animal actor chimp is startled on set and attacks its human co-stars. The young woman mauled by the chimp in the film is shown years later to wear a mesh covering over her face, similar to the one worn by Nash.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So did Nash ever do, I mean, she was a friend of this person. Mm-hmm. Did she ever go after her because
think
of
so.
What happened?
I left out like all that shit because it was already six pages.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think she went after them. And then I think the other woman, Harold, went after the state for like wrongfully killing him.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was like a whole lot of court proceedings that I didn't
put in.
Dogs get put down for way less.
Right? Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
Yeah. Insane.
My sources are Wikipedia and an article on Non-Human Rights Project by Michael Mountain.
Thanks, Mountain.
Yeah.
Mr. Mountain.
Okay. Mr. Mountain.
Senior Mountain. Yeah.
Oh, what a dark story. Crazy. That is really sad.
Yeah. But I remember whenever that happened in Nope, because it really isn't like that integral of a B storyline that has nothing to do with the plot at all. But like they put it in there and it's just like so shocking. Mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, that whole movie is a little bit shocking, but like every single like scene with the chimpanzee was just, it was just crazy. So creepy.
What an opening to that movie.
Yeah. And like all the scenes with the chimp were like really quiet.
Oh yeah.
And just like it was just startling.
It's dark. Yeah.
I want to rewatch that movie now.
It is. I think it's on Peacock too.
It is. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, so good. Yeah. Such a good movie.
Really.
All right. Well, that's my story.
That's a good one. Yeah. That is a really good one.
I liked it.
Yeah, I do too.
This is your PSA. Anybody listening? Don't have exotic animals.
Yeah. Please. Leave them in the wild.
Yeah.
Please do. Yeah.
I mean, there's pets you can get at the Humane Society.
Yeah.
That need homes.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. If you want a giant ass pet, get you a bulldog.
Yeah.
If your city ordinance allows it.
Yeah.
Talking to you, Denver.
or even a miniature chihuahua. Those things can get big.
Get a lizard.
Oh my gosh. I mean, even some snakes. Like, are there some snakes you can't have? Because like some of them get humongous.
Is that Britney Spears snake?
Yeah.
You have to be careful with those too, because they are dangerous if you don't keep the enclosure like close properly. They can get out and they can either bite you or strangle you or something.
They can easily strangle you. Yeah. They're so muscular.
Yeah. So like, don't mess with those either.
How are those like legal?
You know, a little snake. That's off topic.
A little snake. A little garden snake. Yeah.
In Tennessee there were tons of snakes.
Aww.
It was just like it was like seeing worms.
That's so cute.
It was so creepy to me because like I'm not used to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my God, a snake. And Michael's like, it's just a garden snake. I'm like, why? why is there a garden snake in my front yard?
Yikes.
Yeah. Not a fan. I'm not a fan. But you know what? They never messed with me.
Because they're good little guys.
Yeah. And I did see some other snakes that were humongous and not garden snakes in it. And everyone was just like,
just a snake.
Yeah. Just don't let your dog near it. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna go inside. Everything outside was trying to kill me there.
Aw, even the grass.
Especially the grass.
Yeah, I'm allergic to grass. That stuff I don't mess with.
Yeah. Grass will fuck me up. Ugh, can't wait to be on allergy medicine again. 6 more months. Oh, the day she turns a year old, I'm popping an allergy pill. Benadryl all day. Anyway. Well, I guess that's it. Do you guys have anything else to add?
No.
That's brutal. That's a brutal one.
You're going to think about it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
Well, hope you guys have a good week. Follow us on social media. Check out our merch. Leave us a review. And you could comment on the episode on Spotify. So do the things.
Yeah, do that. All of that.
And we'll see you guys next week for a very fun finale of the month.
Yeah,
March 31st.
Ooh.
Yeah. So get all your ducks in order.
Okay.
Because it's about to be April, bitches.
Nice.
Okay, bye.
Springtime. Bye.
Bye.